And now,
Capital 263.
Hello, hi, how are you doing? Welcome to yet another episode of The Hangover, the first one this year, 2018. I'm so glad, so glad that you have joined us. You're now hanging with the Queen Dre. The Hangover is that show where we scrutinize the social culture as we have it in Zimbabwe. We are recording from the city of sunshine, the capital, Guta. 26304, baby. It is Harare. Be on the lookout for a fresh show every Thursday as we break down your weekend hangouts. Yes, that's right. We are that weekend prefix, the pre before the pre-weekend things. The Hangover is proudly brought to you by Capital 263. Free to say it and definitely free to do it. Here's what to look forward to in this show. In the first segment, The Buzz, we will review the December festivities. We have two guests breaking down the Vic Falls Party Bus and the Vic Falls Carnival 2017 editions. Thereafter, we have The Trumpet, where we go all the way back to the roots to understand the art of grilling or roasting meat over an open fire. And lastly, we have The Weekend. Lastly, we have The Withdrawal Signs with the weekend calendar of where to go, what to do, over this coming weekend. So without any further ado, The Buzz. So this is it, The Buzz, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it is. We talk about popular culture, popular places, popular hangouts, and we get to review what went down in December during the whole 2 weeks of, you know, festive holidays. We've got Stephanie Kapfunde as our guest today to review the Vic Falls Party Bus, as well as Wawi Chabikwa, who's going to take us through the Vic Falls Carnival as he saw it through his eyes, as well as myself giving you a review of the big Turn Up 26 on the 22nd of December. So do stay tuned for the following. Hi Wawi, what's up? Tell us, how was Vic Falls Carnival 2017?
Okay, what's up? So my overview of the carnival, the 2017 carnival, the Vic Falls Carnival. Well, in terms of the vibe, you know how it is in December when you're in Vic Falls. The vibe is just booting, if you know what I mean. Everyone is just feeling it, and it's a festive vibe and everything. So the general vibe was quite cool. A lot of people from a lot of backgrounds, a lot of countries. Botswana was well represented, Namibia, and the locals as well. So the general vibe in the town was quite great, eh? And of course, the scenery in Vic Falls is quite dope as well. And as for the carnival itself, although it's my first time, of course, I read the reviews from the previous years and everything. It was quite all right. One thing that I was hoping for, I heard last year, the previous carnival, they had three different venues for the three different days. But here, I think they were kind of running on a budget because all the 3 days were done on that school, that Vic Falls Primary School item, which is okay with me. But, you know, I thought the change of venue would make it a bit, you know, mystic and enjoyable, if you know what I mean. And what else? And yeah, like I said, it seemed as if they were on a budget because, you know, being a festive season and being a New Year's Eve, especially on the countdown, you'd expect something like fireworks or something, but it was just one of those 5, 4, 3, 2, Happy New Year, the big floatable balls that jump out and people are just, and that's all. I mean, I could see almost half of the people left as soon as that was done, if you know what I mean. I feel that they could have done better. In terms of the performers, it was top notch. That's one of the only things, or only few things that I can give 5-star. I mean, Black Coffee killed it. In terms of performances, my top 5 actually. Number 1 would be KB. He slayed it. He killed it. It was incredible. Then DJ Invincible, he was great too as well. I have clips if you want. I can send to you and everything. But yeah, he did great and he killed it. Then number three will be Amara. Amara actually surprised me because this is the first time seeing her perform, and it was great. She did really great. I mean, you could see foreigners jumping to her music even though they don't even understand what she's saying or anything, but they enjoy it, and I enjoy it as well. Then you have your Tresors and the Kiffness. The Kiffness did great as well. So yeah, it was the performers were quite top notch. And one thing also that I respected is the whole iFlix set up. When you're buying beverages and whatever, you'd get a temporary card, then you juice it up by swipe or EcoCash or proper cash on one end, then you use the temporary card to go get your beverages on the other side using that card. So it kind of reduced the congestion and everything. But in terms of prices, I was disappointed because personally I'm a Zambezi fan, eh? I like my Zambezi lager, but it was going for $3. I know, Kuti, we are in a resortful town and whatever, but $3 for a can when Jameson is going for $2 a tot. I didn't understand that pricing model myself. Then what else? What else can I? Yeah, man, it was all right. I'll overly give it a 65 to 70% in rating. Yeah, 7 out of 10, because it was quite all right, but I expected more, eh? And my personal thought, I don't know. They should understand the little things that make someone's time there enjoyable. You know, like the fireworks, the scenery, and everything. Don't just place a stage and places to sit and a bunch of performers and think that you're off the hook and everything will go as smoothly. It doesn't work like that, eh? But all in all, yeah, it was all right.
KB and black coffee in one building, how do you handle all that heat? And I'm not just talking about the music, ladies, you know what I mean. It must have been a moment, a night to remember. I would have absolutely loved to have been there. I think I should make a date for this year's Vic Falls Carnival. Honestly, I envy you guys a lot. And, you know, it's interesting that you should mention the whole fireworks and, countdown tradition. Do people actually, like, I don't know. I mean, for me, from where I come from, we're Christian family, everybody had to go to church. So we didn't have a countdown. Actually, when the clock hit 11:59, the pastor told us to get on our knees and to start praying. So that's how we got into the new year. And so, countdowns, fireworks, GGGGGG. I don't know. Is it a style for everybody? I'm just going to very quickly take you through the big turn up, which happened on the 22nd of December 2017 at the Newlands Country Club. It seemed that, this time around, the big turn up did have a big turn up as compared to all the other three, or is it two, editions that they had prior. And I do hope that the next one, which is in February on the 10th, is going to be bigger and better. There was a very healthy crowd, it was a sizable crowd. It wasn't too crowded, it wasn't too. Yeah, and we didn't have the rains interfere with the fun as well, which is something that, I got to appreciate because the previous one, was a bit tricky in terms of the rain and, trying to coordinate when to dance and how to dance, and there was just mud everywhere. Oh my word. They did have I think, the kitchen grew. But definitely had better service in terms of the food and how it was handled. But I think there's a huge, huge improvement that could happen on their music lineup. There's a lot of artists that I think did not, I want to say did not know what they were doing. But let me just say we're a bit inexperienced in as far as live performance goes. So, always investing in music ensures that you have a good crowd and a crowd that's engaged throughout. Up next, we've got Stephanie Kapunde of Enthuse Magazine. She's the founder of the magazine as well as a project lead for the Vic Falls Party Bus. Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Hey, Audrey, thanks for having me on. As you know, I'm a part of the Vic Fools Party Bus, and what that actually is an unforgettable road trip from Harare to Vic Falls in time for the ginormous Vic Falls Carnival. So last year was a really good run. We had a good time. It was the second time we've hosted the party bus. And with it, we sold out, which is brilliant. It is limited seating, naturally. I mean, it is a bus after all. So on the bus, you have your refreshments, entertainment, live entertainment, your DJs playing, you've got cool people surrounding you who are just ready to have a good time. And that's what we tap into with the Vic Falls Party Bus. And last year, we had Icy Tat, who is a Star FM DJ. He does a guest mix every week on Star FM on Moxie's show called The Touch It Mix. He's absolutely awesome. His house mix will, your feet will swell and you'll still keep dancing, which is what everybody ended up doing on the bus. So throughout the trip, we make stops. So last year, we had shots every hour. Yes, shots every hour. And we also made a stop in Gweri at the Village Lodge, where we had a Chisa Nyama dinner, to create that foundation for some hard partying, you know what I mean? Really nice. And then we party hopped in Bulawayo, courtesy of our partner Divine Assignments. We went to Private Lounge, threw a couple of stacks or bond coins. Private Lounge was crazy. Unfortunately, we couldn't take any pictures though, but it was crazy. Crazy fun. Everybody got a lap dance, myself included. We moved on to Red Cafe, which is really, really awesome. Some live music, live covers from a really awesome band, which I'm still trying to find the name of that band, but they're absolutely awesome. Live music, DJ, then we moved on to Club 263, which was also quite epic and very noisy, but nice all the same. By the time we were done with Vallejo, everybody was ready to tap out. We set off for Vic Falls at around 2 a.m. and basically everybody was asleep. Those who weren't asleep were dancing to the cool vibes of Phil G. He's a Bulawayo-based DJ who was playing some nice deep house. So the awesome thing about it was that we're getting a teaser on the bus for what these DJs were going to give us at the carnival for the best part of the carnival, in my opinion, which is the bush party. And so we got to Vic Falls, had our breakfast, everybody got to freshen up and face the carnival for what it was. Bush Party, Reverb 7, Phil G, Icy Tat, absolutely obliterated the night, man. It was so good, so good. I mean, like about 3,000 people in the middle of nowhere, hop onto a train and you drop off at this clearing, just got mad sound and mad vibes, so good. A lot of people were not very keen on hopping back on, but there was a party on the train, which was really nice too. And day two was an epic one because, watching Prince KB, watching Black Coffee, wow, just absolutely epic. Past that was the night of the year, which was New Year's Eve. And we got to count down listening to Cape Town bass, the Kiffness. We were really groovy. Lots of saxophone music there and stuff. Needless to say, by the time we got to the 1st of January, not everybody was keen on going back home because Vic Falls has that effect. But we did hop back onto the Vic Falls party bus, onto our road trip music from Ray's, really young, up-and-coming DJ from Bulawayo. Was playing some deep house too. So that was Vic Falls Party Bus in a nutshell. It's a really amazing vibe. This year we are planning on doing two buses and it should be a crazy time. We're counting down. Tickets will be going out a lot earlier and we also have another party bus excursion planned for August and that's in the Eastern Highlands.
Coming up next is the trumpet, and we are going to be looking at, particularly we're going to be talking about braaiing. I know a lot of you, take this culture pretty seriously, but tell me, what do you call it? what do you call the art of roasting meat on an open fire in your country? Do you call it braai? Do you call it barbecue? Is it a chisanyama? Is it gochi gochi? What exactly do you call it? Is there a French name for it? Is there a Swahili name for it? And I hear that it's very popular in Southern African countries like in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, Namibia, etc. And the history of the braaiing culture, according to braai.co.za, is that it is backdated to the Stone Age at Squat Cairns, a kilometer west of Stilfontein in South Africa, where antelope bones were discovered in the year 1894 that appeared to have been barbecued some 1 million years ago. So Homo erectus discovered controlled fire. That means, you know, fire didn't just run wild, but they managed to control it and use it to their advantage. And which four scientists believe that this was at the cradle of the technological discoveries that helped even in lunar science, you know, the rocket science, and how, you know, scientists have managed to go to the moon and stuff like that. It is all because of that fire. I was reading the article and it said that the fire burnt at some 500 degrees Celsius. My God, what kind of fire was that? According to an article online, the word braai is used to refer to quite a number of things in the context of the braai culture. It could mean the social meeting, that social gathering where you have people. It could mean the physical apparatus in which you cook your meat. Or it could mean the art and process of cooking meat over an open fire. The word in itself was born out of a Dutch word, breaden, which means to roast. And when the Dutch language evolved into Afrikaans, it became braaivels, which meant grilled meat, until it was shortened to just braai. So we want to know, how is the actual art of braaiing developed over the years? So for most of the parts of the Africans, you know, started with this culture because it was founded in parts of South Africa, and they roasted or grilled rather, mostly or commonly boerewors, as we know it, broevos. And that was the initial culture of roasting meat. But nowadays you find that anything can be grilled, to be honest, from flame grilled chicken, roasted beef, goat, beef and chicken offals. There's like all sorts of like karate happening on the grill fire over there. Speaking of flame grilled chicken outlets such as Nando's and XO, they've got a certain segment tied down to the knuckles, huh? Of course, it has become as common as it is to find juices in eating outlets as it is to find grilled chicken, like almost every place I know. And even chicken, which is common for selling fried chicken, has a rostery that they sell, which is grilled chicken. And you have outlets such as Pahuku, Pa50, Kwafato, Motswako, Waraya. They grill chicken among other traditional stuff such as chili sausages, the boerewors, beef, pork, and the like. The culture, however, seems to change significantly in Harare on both sides of Samora Michelle. On one end, you have the Paramounts, the Mega 2, the Extra Miles, etc. And on the other hand, you have the Nandos, the XOs, the Inakis, the Mojos, the Cookouts, the Unplugged, the Big Turnups, all of that, which is, you know, like a segmentation of one popular culture. When you look at it, it's pretty much a similar concept. The one thing that makes it different is that, you know, the other went to private school, and I don't know what happened with the other one. Did it make it to school? So you find that the differences come in serving methods, from the side dishes on offer to how it is actually served. So you find that it's served probably with sadza, coleslaw salad, Greek salad, fried potato chips, burgers, wada wada, wada wada, all of that. So what do you like to have your braai with? I think I'm more of like a sadza person. I like how that sadza is just hot and it burns through your, I don't know what that path is that goes to your stomach, but I really, really love that. And I love my Greek salad with that. The leaves, the cucumbers, well, it's not Greek if it's got cucumbers. Are the cucumbers in Greece? Okay. That's a conversation for another day. How do you like it served? Do you like to have it served like in one place and you just dig in? Like they used to do kumusha, you know, like a while back. Or you want to have your own serving and, you know, just help yourself. Do you have a favorite spice or sauce that you can't do without? You know, I wonder. I love my chips with chip spice. I would not have them any other way. And especially my flame grilled chicken. It has to come with that spice. I don't even know what it's called. If I find it, I'm definitely buying it out of stock. I totally, totally love that spice. And I think that's what keeps me going back, you know. So the question of the week is, do you consider a guy... Oh, it's just for the ladies, sorry. Do you consider a guy taking you to an open barbecue as a date? Especially on the other side of Samora. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the nice, nice, nice side. So send me a message on WhatsApp, starting with hashtag the hangover to 2637748854446. And tell me, do you consider a guy taking you to an open barbecue as a date? Personally, when I was in the dating scene, I totally, totally, totally did not regard that as a date. I actually use it as a screening criteria, hey? If somebody said, and it's no good or whatever, just like, yes, next. I honestly, I don't know. I don't like them, especially considering the culture towards women who are outgoing and generally the level of class that is there. I don't want to be there gochering and pasai dbana windi about Kesha Kombi. I don't know, guys. Maybe I'm just being bougie for nothing, but that's just how I feel.
One way do I got jazza kuhora, last day so hana kanadora. As you got a little gang, I stumble tangerana. You got the tora laga laga, gana whiskey, gana brandy, gana vodka.
Okay. withdrawal signs, you know, after every hectic weekend, you always come back, you say, I'm not gonna do it again, I'm not gonna do it again. And then next weekend, you get right into it. And I'm here to cure your withdrawal signs. If you feel like giving up on the outgoing life, just hold on, hold on, it'll be, just give me a chance. The weekend, this particular weekend is going to be fire, fire, pardon. I don't go lie. Here's a lineup of this weekend's settings.
Hey, what up? My name is D Black K Slim, and I'll be the performing guest artist at Page Poetry Live at the Sanctuary Cafe National Gallery of Zimbabwe. Do come through and have yourselves a good old time.
Friday marks the beginning of the weekend, and to start it off on a poetry and a hip hop tip, Page Poetry Live is hosting another hip hop and poetry come a thing there at Sanctuary Cafe and Wine Bar at the National Gallery of Zimbabwe. So be sure to just pop in and catch that show. D Block, Rumbizo, Vision, Tamika, Bika doing their thing, huh? $2 will get you in, and have fun.
Mama, need my body, my...
Yo, what up, it's your boy Pro Beats. Come through at the Beats and Strings concert this Saturday. Kuningwa kaipa, guys, at the Alliance Francais. Just make sure you get your ticket, $6. Contact this number. I'm just playing, guys. Make sure you come through. Come through.
The 27th, Pro Beats and Silent Moore. Make a date with us at Alliance France. Hey, and they have a couple of words to tell us, you know, between beats and strings, and including I Am King and SP, the one liner. It is $6 to get you in to that show, and it kicks off at 6:30. So be sure to catch Pro Beats and Tango on that note. So also to look forward to this weekend is the International Film Festival Rotterdam, which is kicking off on the 26th of January, which is a Friday, with two European movies at 1800 hours and at 2200 hours. There's going to be showing Pincushion and La Hollandesa. This is on Friday night. So do check that out at 1800 hours and at 2200 hours on the 27th, on the next day. They'll be playing Amateurs and Blew My Mind at 1700 hours and 2100 hours. On the next day, it will be a Sunday, the 28th. The Cookout brings another intimate session with food and good music. If you like private chill, private settings, if you're into crowds, but not really into crowds, if you like your crowd small, tight, intimate, mature, and, you know, family friendly and all of that, the Barraza place is the place to be. There's going to be a barbecue, hopefully good music. I've had the chance of watching Prayer Soul, Brian Kadengu performed there. The Barraza place is along Kirkman Road, and you can attend that on the 28th of January on the afternoon. So you do have to RSVP before the day. I think they have an EcoCash number, and the cover charge is $5. So be sure to make a date with that. Oh my God. It has been a long couple of minutes. Thank you so much for joining us, to everybody who tuned in today. I really do hope that you had fun. You can give us feedback on Facebook. You visit the Capital 263 page and you tell us what you think about the show, what any comments that you have. You can share. The WhatsApp number is +26 3774 885 446. And you can find me on social media. The name is The Queen Dre, THAQWINDREY, all the way. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, chi. So let's hang out during the week, and see you next week on Thursday as we give you another chance to hang with us on The Hangover. Keep it fresh. And now,
Capital 263.